Heavenly Father, we just thank you for allowing us to be in your house today. God, just warm our hearts and let us come in truth and spirit and just simply have this day to serve you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said amen, amen. Thank you for those kind words. What a joy to be a part of an opportunity for a wonderful, wonderful homecoming. Dear Mount Calvary family, we were so blessed to be able to dedicate Lucas at Mount Calvary. He's such a privileged little boy to be raised among such a caring and supportive church family. During our 4 years here, we felt your unconditional love and support in both the exciting and the challenging times. We have felt so loved, we have never felt alone. Thank you for being such a shining example of what a church body should be. We are thankful that our son will grow up around such wonderful Christians. Bill and Turquoise, this is a wonderful thing to share with us here today. You know, all week long, it's very difficult to, with the events we've had over, say, the last week and a half there, and you know, especially with the timing on God's timing, which we never understand, and Joe being so spry and wow, just never thought that the events would take place the way they did, totally in honesty. And so actually I'm going to revisit some of the history. That Dee, do you remember the year you came and started in the craft room down at Mount Calvary Community Church?
I don't remember.
Neither do I. Dee was in the small room downstairs off the side. They had a craft room, and they would meet on Friday nights. They would have, and a part of that crew down there was my mother. And I tell you, in that room, I believe without a shadow of a doubt that wonderful, wonderful relationships were built. And my mother had worked on a quilt that they were going to sell for the church to raise funds. At that time, Brother Ed would come out and they would have yard sales. Brother Ed would pick up cans, aluminum cans at that time, and just bags and bags of them like that. And I know that I was talking to Mom about it, and she says, you know, she says, I was working on a little small item that, I don't know if it was crochet, knit, embroidery. I don't know the difference. So she told me, and all I can describe, and all this going. And she said that every Friday night that Joe would walk in, she says, well, how much are you going to sell that for? And she says each week she'd work on it some more. And when she'd ask, she said always $5 more than last week because of how much work she'd put into it. And the quilt that they worked on down there, Dee and Joe were the ones that purchased that quilt. You know, it's hard to realize God and his wisdom, and sometimes you don't quite fully appreciate all the relationships that God has given you in your life until you have events like this that happen. I was so moved by the comments that were made, and again I say, especially the comments were made from the folks that Joe worked with over at Park Center, over the Pentagon, a job he held so proudly for over 53 years. Amazing. And trust me, folks, they had never been to a service like we had here at Mount Calvary. Amen? Amen. And I know when we were getting ready to do that, I said, you know, we're going to start this thing off by singing those choruses we did. And we started off. We all started off just singing choruses and put the people in an attitude of heart of a celebration of a life well lived. You couldn't talk about Joe without talking about Dee. Whether anybody knows her, Dorothy M., I don't know, but I've always known her as Dee. And their life, I believe, totally is represented in One of the verses in the Bible that I've enjoyed so much, it's found in the book of St. Luke in the 6th chapter. It's all the way down in the 37th verse. It says, "Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." I added that little section on the end just for Hattie today. Amen, Hattie. Amen. And then the verse that I think typified Joe and Dee, especially to me and to this church, is the 38th. It reads, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." Heavenly Father, I have a special blessing over the reading of your word. God, just for a moment, allow us to be tuned in to what you have for each one of us as individuals. God, just open our hearts and minds so that we receive that truth from you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name and all God's people. Amen. 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 If you find something that you're really good at, do it. Do it. God's word in the Old Testament, whatever your hand lays upon, do it with all of your might unto the Lord. You know, I got a call from my brother one time. He said, "You know, I walked in the house to visit my parents, and he said, I walked in and they were fussing." And he called me with concern. I said, "Paul," I said, "only if you walk in and you hear them saying very nice things to each other, that's the time to get very alarmed." After that, I went up to see him and I walked in the kitchen, and guess what? They were fussing. And I kind of got Pop aside. I said, "Pop," I said, "why are you arguing?" And I'll never forget, he goes, "'Cause we're so good at it." We're so good at it. Mom would always say she believed that never let the sun go down on your anger. Always stay up late at night and fight. True. Except if you knew them, you knew that was simply their way. Just simply that way. Their way of expressing love one to another. You know, when you find something that you're good at, you just got to do it. In the conversations I had with folks that were here at the funeral and to viewing on Monday night, and people are always asking you to describe the church, and I said, "Well," and during this past week, I've just been, one thought has just dwelt within my heart, in my soul. I want to thank you, just as Dee thanked you this morning, for church, you doing what I believe that you do the best. We don't get all the songs right. We don't get all the numbers. We don't get all the big production. We don't have things that just, wow, that churches are now, and they're just getting. But I tell you one thing. From my opinion, Mount Calvary gets the part where it says, "Love one another as you love yourself." And they will simply know that you are Christians by your love one for another. To you, church, I say thank you. Because I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that God was lifted up in that service on Tuesday because there was love in God's house, one for another. Somebody came to me downstairs and said, "Brother, I have never been in a funeral like that." And the person says, "I know this sounds very awkward to say to you, but you do a good funeral." Now, how do you respond to that? You know? And I said, "Friend, it is not me. It's because God has seen fit that I'm pastor of a congregation that realizes our faults, realizes our shortcomings, realizes how many times in our life that we have felt so brittle. But as we listen and we obey God's word telling us to lift up one another's burdens, we find strength in Him." And I'm here to tell you today that God, I believe, smiled on Tuesday. Amen. I knew Joe, and I knew all the wonderful things that he would bring whenever he would come in. I asked Susan this morning when I didn't see Jessup, I thought maybe he's out trying out for Dancing with the Stars, or because I tell you one thing, he had moves like Jagger on Tuesday. He had the moves. And I don't know why that, trust me, friends, this is something that you would not plan out. You would not plan out to do things like that. But God saw in His wisdom that I believe that each one of the fellows that were standing in the front and were singing, it pretty much lightened our hearts, because we saw an awful lot of Joe and little Jessup. I thank God that He does those kind of things just when I need them. And I believe just when you need them. Give, and it will be given to you. There's never been a couple here at Mount Calvary that have ever given more than Joe and Dee. Between the cards, between the decorations, I know one year for a birthday celebration, I went in and I just took picture after picture of little things that they've gotten, just so precious. The way that they would simply, no matter what the task was, they would just simply dive into it. Ideas would come up and, "Well, Brian can do that. Another kind. Well, Joe can do that. Those ladies know how to delegate," sitting right there, I'll tell you right. No doubt in my mind. And they have given. But I think without a shadow of a doubt, on Tuesday, that those gifts were returned with the love. Now, it's not really a phrase that we use much anymore, this good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. If you had your box of Cheerios this morning, whatever cereal you might eat, and you opened up a brand new box, you'd look into it, open the top, and think you got gypped. Why? Because all them Cheerios, they do what? They kind of settle down. And on the package, it says that package is sold by weight. During the time of transit, everything settles down. But back in Jesus' day, if you bought a box of Cheerios, okay, it wouldn't be the same. What they would do is they would fill it up, then they'd press down on it. Then they would shake it, try to get all the air, get all the stuff out of there, and then they would refill it again so that your box would be running over. And I believe that God in His wisdom has given the Vogels, the Gravitz, blessings that are pressed down, shaken together, and simply running over. Why? Because they gave. They didn't give just so they receive something back. No, they give because they enjoy giving. You know, it's special sometimes when you know folks and they just have a certain spirit about them. They have a spirit of concern for others. You know, I just have, and I hate to admit it anymore, I get in my thinking and in my heart, I get so tired of a me generation, of people concerned about things. When I believe that this whole book that I have sitting open in front of me is about people. It is about people that God brings into your life. I don't think you should take those relationships casually. I think you have an opportunity with everyone that you meet to share God's love. Judge not and you shall not be judged. Condemn not and you shall not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. Later in this chapter, it talks about building upon a rock. In the 46th verse, but why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. Heard a lot about floods lately. Heard a lot about the challenges weather-wise. Doesn't seem like we can have a little rainstorm anymore. It's always got to be a deluge coming down. Folks, that's what happens in our lives sometimes. We have those challenges, those things that we face that are totally unexpected. And then all of a sudden, The floods come. Come on in, family. You're here for the good part. Lunch is only 5 minutes away. Forgive and you will be forgiven. No, let's not go back to that again. There's no way that you could have told me that we would have a service that I believe that people who walked into that service that day felt better about knowing the individual even more than they did when they walked in. About knowing without a shadow of a doubt about how good God is. And how wonderful it is that a life lived and filled with giving can change and affect so many lives. It was a joy to be a part of it. I encourage each and every one of you, don't think things lightly. Whether you get anything out of this sermon, whether even you feel like you only got the last minute or two, excuse me, excuse me. I had to clear my throat there for a moment. No matter how great, how small you think that you've been given talents, I believe that there is joy in serving the Lord. And there is great joy when you give. The greatest gift we've ever been given is time. When you give yourself, when you give your time, when you give of that that you've been given, God will give it back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and simply running over. Susan and Dee, we thank you for allowing us to be a part of that day. We thank you for allowing us to have the service here. Because here is where Joe brought us so many smiles. Here is where, Dee, you've just brought joy to so many hearts with the simple, small things you do. It is here that the poem that was read, Susan, that you wrote just touched hearts. It was here where Savannah got up and sang, and I don't know about you, but I couldn't keep my eyes dry when she was singing. Not only the talent, my goodness, the talent, but the heart that was felt. And also, I don't know when that I've pretty much forgot most of the words to goodbye world goodbye because I'm standing next to Jessup and he's got them dance moves going. I don't know when I've laughed at exactly the time that I needed to laugh. We thank you. Heavenly Father, we gathered in your house and God, you've given us such a wonderful, such a warm spirit in today's service. We thank you for each one taking part, for Hattie helping us out, for the musicians, God, for each one just being a part. God, we thank you for this small church on the corner, this place where hurting people come in and find refuge in the house of the Lord. Now, God, challenge us to be better givers. To be willing to reach out to that individual that is hurting so much and just give a word of encouragement. Let them know that you care for them. God, allow us to give of ourselves. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this place, and what a joy to be in your house today. All God's people said amen, amen, amen. Stand to your feet if you're able. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain.